Then we are told here, became obedient unto death. Now, death is a very humiliating sort of thing. Actually, it's not natural. I hear people say sometimes at a funeral, "My, doesn't he look natural?" And I have to bite my lip because it's generally said by some well-meaning friend who wants to comfort the loved ones. I don't know why that should comfort them, that Uncle so-and-so, our grandfather, looks natural in death. To tell the truth, I have to bite my lip to keep from saying, no, they don't look natural. Death is not natural. God didn't create man to die. Man dies because of sin, because of his transgression. And death came by the transgression of one man, and that one man was Adam. And death is humiliating. Now, when the Lord Jesus came to this earth, he's a little different than the rest of us. I don't know about you, but I suspect that you're like I am. I came to live, not to die. I honestly don't want to die. I want to live. And I've asked the Lord to let me live and finish this 5-year program. When I first discovered, the doctor first discovered I had cancer, I was in the midst of a 2.5-year program. And I asked everybody to pray that I finish the 2.5-year program. And at that time, didn't look like I would. Well, the Lord let me finish it. And I immediately came up with a 5-year program. And a friend of mine up in the San Francisco Bay Area that kids me a great deal, he said to me, he said, "I know what you're going to do. The minute you finish that 5-year program, if the Lord lets you finish it, you're going to come up with a 10-year program. You want to know something? I'd like to. I'm not going to. We'll have the 5-year program again. But the interesting thing is that, very candidly, I don't want to die. When I hear people say, oh, they want to die and go and be with the Lord. Well, that's far better. But Paul says that's the ultimate. But he says to remain here is far better. I like that. I feel that there's a work to be done and that there's something for us to do today as we remain here on this earth. And I want to stay. But death is something I don't want to die. Now, the Lord Jesus came to this earth to die. He didn't have to die. But he came and gave himself willingly. He became obedient unto death. He didn't have to. I have to die. Don't want to. He didn't have to die, but he wanted to. Why? In order that he might save me and save you and all of you if you trust him.